Doug, this is dictating on Pamela Han. That's Pamela, Pamela Han is H-A-N-N. H-A-N-N, as in Nancy. H-A-N-N, Han. And date of consultation was 12/3/24. Date of birth is date of birth is 2/2/63. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for Mark Kendrick. K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Kendrick. Mark. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Pamela Hunt for primary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is cough, it's sputum production, and history of COPD. Next paragraph is sputum illness. This is a 61-year-old lady who has a past history of severe COPD, has a history of smoking a pack per day for over 40 years. The patient is coughing and bringing up some thick mucus, and denies any chest pains, but has some wheezing. She had a recent chest CT on 6/25/24. Which showed evidence of hyperinflation and central lobular emphysema with chronic interstitial changes bilaterally. There was stable pleuroparenchymal scarring in the periphery of the left lower lung and no lung nodules. Atherosclerosis of the aorta. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of COPD and past history of breast implants. The patient had a ganglion removed from her hand. She has hyperlipidemia, but denies hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, family history. Family history includes her mother with a history of lung cancer. Father had heart disease as well as history of lung cancer. Next paragraph. Med list included Lipitor 80 milligrams daily, Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff daily. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision or cataracts, has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, burning, or flank pains. She has no hay fever or asthma, but has shortness of breath and some wheezing. says no abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or black stools. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. Says anxiety attacks. Says no easy bruising or bleeding gums, no joint pains or muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam, this thinly built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 114 over 70. Pulse is 78, respiration 20, temperature 975. Weight is 100 pounds, saturation 97. HE&E announced filing papers reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expiration. Heart, the heart is irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no edema, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, press number 1. COPD with emphysema. And number 2, bilateral lung nodules. And number 3 is nicotine dependency. And number 4 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. He's also advised to use a Ventolin inhaler. 2 puffs QID PRN. She will get a follow-up chest CT to evaluate the lung nodules. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And alpha-1 antitrypsin phenotype, as well as a IgE level. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mark Kendrick, M.D., K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Mark. MD. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.